USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the teen charged in the Oxford High School shooting, were located and arrested early Saturday in Detroit after a citizen saw their vehicle and called police. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Our officers responded in a matter of minutes. When they got here, they set up a perimeter, did surveillance. We notified and activated our Metro Division, our special response team. They came out, and they were able to take the fugitives into custody.
A volcano erupted on the Indonesian island of Java on Saturday, reportedly obscuring the sun with a massive cloud of ash and sending locals into a panic.
Ya Allah, Buri Allah, Allah Akbar.
The author of the footage is heard shouting in face of this truly apocalyptic sight. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fox's Peter Doocy asked the president if he was okay Friday.
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test.
Later, Doocy pressed White House spokesperson Jen Psaki if he shouldn't be following his own advice and staying home from work if he is sick or if the rules are different for him.
I can assure you that the president follows every protocol. He wants to keep everyone safe in the White House, and that's why, obviously, we consult with the doctor.
New York City religious and private school workers must get a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by December 20th or face termination. Mayor Bill de Blasio, a Democrat, announced the new mandate this week. It's an extension of an order that applied to all public school employees. Mayor-elect Eric Adams, a Democrat, has signaled he plans to not only keep de Blasio's mandates in place, but add a new one that would require all school students to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is involving itself in the Ukraine-Russian affair.
President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken warning Russia of, quote, severe consequences if it does initiate military action against Ukraine. Blinken meeting with his Russian counterpart in Sweden a few days ago. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The current indoor mask mandate is a temporary rule. It is set to expire in February. So Oregon health leaders want to be able to switch to a permanent rule before then. The permanent rule can still be ended once the COVID-19 pandemic recedes to a safe level, but it can remain in place indefinitely in the meantime and won't expire prematurely while case numbers are still dangerously high. Some of the industry representatives on the call expressed concern about businesses' ability to continue to enforce the mask mandate for their customers, particularly now that many other states have relaxed their mandates. Getting people to comply is getting hard.
In public settings around other people. It protects you. It protects those around you.
This is USA Radio News.